Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, when you sip on something, you have like that third eye.
That's really important.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. It's not Guru's last day of work.
Who said that? What do you guys
people
know?
People are like, where's Guru going? They actually were worried that it was your last day of work.
Some would be happy. I don't know if it's work. Can I say something to you? I don't like who I'm becoming. We got TVs here in the studio. We got a lot of great people to cover the Giants, and they're on TV, Steiny. And I just think when you're on TV, I haven't been a couple times, but you owe it to the camera with this new HD to, you know, to be on point. And I looked at somebody's shoes, and I didn't like them because I was like, they look like you're mowing the lawn. Like, who am I to, you know what I'm saying?
Well, somebody saw you today and said you looked hungover.
Yeah. Oh.
Did you go out last night?
No.
What'd you do?
I was at the house watching the Giants. Maybe sipping. That's what it is. No, I ain't sipped in a minute. Been about 72 hours.
All right. I know I'm and
say it.
But I will, but okay. So I just want you to put yourself in this guy's spot.
Yeah.
You're Hayden Birdsong.
Gotcha.
All right. You're 23 years old, and you've made, at that point, he had made 21 starts. He'd made 21 starts in his entire career. By the way, I'm watching him last night in the first inning. He looks like he's 13. No, Hayden Birdsong looks like he's 13 years old. Anyway, so Hayden Birdsong gets off to a great start this year. Doesn't give up an earned run his first 9 innings. Really good start. A lot of positives. And then, as a lot of young pitchers, as will happen, yeah, struggles a little bit.
All right.
Okay, now he's got a couple starts where it's like, oh, you know, he hasn't been great.
Yeah.
Okay, now here the Marlins come into town. You're 23 years old. Now, I know we want our 23-year-olds to be unbelievable team players. I know we want our 23-year-olds to be mature beyond their years. But the reality of the situation is when you're 23 and you're playing in a professional sports league and you're struggling, the number one thing you are thinking about is finishing your struggle, is correcting whatever is making you struggle. So here comes Birdsong against the Marlins. He gets a weak pop fly and he gets a guy to roll over a soft ground ball to second base. All right. So he's got the first two outs of the game, and he hasn't been pitching well. Now they say, hit this guy. All right, so you ask your 23-year-old, who's struggling, got the first two outs of the game, to go hit a guy. All right, he hits him. Great. He's a pro. He's fine. You hit a guy, you get the next guy out. But he didn't get the next guy out. I think the next guy walked or got a hit. And then the guy after him homered. And now it's 3-0. Okay. And I'm sorry. If I'm Hayden Birdsong and I'm 23 years old, and maybe I'm not the most mature guy in the world, I'm absolutely thinking, okay, see, like it would bother me that you asked me to, like, I'm struggling. I can't afford to just put a guy on. I can't. I'm not. I need every resource I can to try to win a game. And the fact that he was asked to hit a guy after the first two outs, to me, it like changed the dynamic of the game. Like you can't tell me he wanted to hit that guy. Get a runner on first base. Okay, and then A to B, not directly, but now we've looked at him the last couple times and he looks shook. I mean, he looks lost out there. All I'm saying is, and I said it at the time, I would not have had him, a guy who had already been struggling a little bit, and a guy who you need in the second half, and is a young guy. I would not have asked Birdsong to hit the guy. I just wouldn't. Because, again, like, he wasn't a pitcher that you should just, like, well, you know what? We got two outs. Now, Hayden, just throw at this guy. Like, that's not part of a normal baseball pitcher's routine. Like, he gets the first two outs. He wants to get out of the first inning, maybe with, like, how many extra pitches did he even have to throw because he did that? All I'm saying is I didn't like it at the time. I like it even less now. That's all I'm saying.
I understand how you feel, and I'll just say this, Nadia. If I'm Birdsong, who had been making some noise and people like what they saw from him, albeit his struggles, little struggles at the time. But, Stani, if I'm living my dream out and I'm making $765,000 guaranteed, because that's what he's getting for this season, and I'm pitching and I'm in the rotation, this is me and I mean it. I would take that as a badge of honor that my manager told me to plunk somebody and then get back mentally right and go ahead and do the
rest. He wasn't mentally right coming into the game. Like, he was struggling. Then he get, like, I feel like, in a way, like, what they did was, like, it not only hurt Birdsong, it cost them the game. They got down 3-0 in that game. And
they came back and tied it, but I got you.
They lost. The game. And they were 10 games over at the time. And now I'm not saying it's directly correlatable, if that's a word. But now you've lost Birdsong. He's gone. He can't pitch anymore. Was it because he threw at the guy? Probably not. Did that have anything to do with it? You can't tell me it didn't.
Okay.
Have a little something to do with
it. Let me read this to you, Stani, and let's try to figure it out. So his first 17 appearances this season, six of them were starts. He walked 20 batters over 52 innings.
Right.
Had a 3.25 ERA.
Yep.
Okay, and we're singing his praises like, man, the Giants got something. Over his last four, 17 walks over 13 innings pitched with the ERA 11.08. So, and you kind of just did it. If it was all just him plunking the batter, and you admitted something was going on before, I mean, how long does it last, and what do you think the number one thing on your list is of having him do this assignment? Because again,
you brought it up. Yeah. He was having control issues during, like, leading up to that Marlins start. And to me, like, he was having control issues. Like, he was starting to walk four plus guys a game. So that in and of itself would have been a reason why I'm not giving them a free base runner on first base when I'm not confident that my guy can throw enough strikes.
So is this the equivalent of an NBA team, Steve Kerr asking a rookie if they're trying to send a message to commit a hard foul?
Yeah, I would leave that to Draymond Green.
I mean, this thing.
The other thing is
this dude lost his spot, man. He's not even with the big club right now. Just on how bad he's been going.
I mean, the other thing is, like, I get it, and you said it. Like, if this is how Birdsong reacted, then he's not. I don't think he's a good pitcher anyway. Well, my counter to that would be, you know, there are a lot of young players in the league, in every professional league, that struggle early and then overcome it. So, like, I'm not saying because Birdsong is struggling right now, his career's over. We've seen a lot of guys struggle in their first couple years, and then they eventually figure it out. I mean, like, you know, a dramatic example would be Kobe Bryant, the first playoffs he ever played. Mm. He shot like six air balls. Yeah. Well, nobody was making he rebounded from that just fine. So I didn't like it.
Yeah, and I'll just say this to that. With this move, and it just went to what Dibs texted, Stani, they got two major holes, I believe. One guy able, you know, I was wondering if Verlander was going to get the ball again, and it looks like he is. You almost have no options. But, man, now as you're playing your worst baseball of the season, along with Verlander. We saw him struggle. It was nasty Friday. With this move, I mean, my goodness, Donnie, and maybe I give the point to Dibs, right now pitching might be more of an issue for the Giants moving forward than the hitting.
95-7 The Game, breaking news.
Well, while we're on the subject of Rafael Devers, the Giants lineup has just been released today. Devers will be making his debut at first base.
Wow.
And Wilmer Flores is DHing.
Now imagine, Evan, that is wow.
I guess they're not worried about his injury.
No doubt. I took that one on the chin. But, Stoney, I'll say this. Again, I'm superstitious. But, man, what if all of a sudden him playing at first, he starts coming around Devers, Flores looks like Flores, and we look back on, man, when we made that move, and I'm sure it's been in the crock pot, but, man, you could point to this as if somehow they, you know, this propels them. Like, that got us going. That was our jump start. Rafi in the field.
Well, keep in mind, he was great for the Red Sox, and he never played in the field. So he was DH and was having a good year before he got traded here.
I don't know why I'm wild, but it'll be interesting.
I mean, I don't like it. I don't like him playing first.
Best year, Stoney, he had a position.
Right, third base.
Yeah, I got you.
He's never played. Like,
yeah, totally get
here's
that.
Here's what I believe. I think you just put a bad fielder at first base. And I get it. He's never played there. But I find it hard to believe that he's going to be really good at first base to start.
What if this somehow unlocks him offensively, though? And until we see air or airs, we kind of just keep moving.
It's weird. Like, if he got hot right now, you'd be willing to say the reason was because they put him in the field.
I would say that.
Okay, well, one of the reasons I think Birdsong has blanked the bed is because of what happened in Miami.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I get it.
I mean, and he might get hot, but
I got to be honest. I thought, Stoney, they were going to, not that I wanted, shut them down. I thought that's where Evan was going.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in the city.
Now, I'm going to be honest, like I always am. Stoney, there can't be a ball hit to first base, and we feel like, oh, he couldn't really lay out and get it, because then he had no business there. So we don't want to see that. But I'm excited to see if this unlocks him. But, boy, we can't see piano back to where you know what it looks like. Me on the hoop court these days, you just can't bend, no elastic, and get a ball that maybe Dominic Smith or somebody else could.
Well, I mean, he's not going to be Dominic Smith. He could be Flores.
Are you ready to dive into the story, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Huh? You gotta hope. Wow, they got him up and running with no wheel.
You know he's available. And wait, they're moving Devers to first? Go get Suarez. They need a DH now.
You wish he had him.
Get another DH. We got a position for Devers.
Arizona only 5.5 back out of the wild card.
You know what, though?
Went to the World Series from the wild card. Here's the difference. Years ago, I'm just saying.
Here's the difference between the Diamondbacks and the Giants. Yeah. Diamondbacks know they're going nowhere, and the Giants have convinced themselves that they are.
Man, they didn't lost two. Just lost one.
I was hearing.
I'm excited more about the game tonight just because of this than I was before.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe
fun.
This gets them going.
Yeah, it'll be fun to watch a guy play a position he's never played before, see what happens.
Well, it happens.
Yeah.
That was not what I thought Evan was going to say.
What did you think?
Honestly, like they were shutting him down for a little bit. Maybe IL stint. He said
he's got to be feeling pretty good.
Nope.
They're going to put him at first.
You are right. I'm gonna shut my yapper.
Yeah, that's a bad one for you.
What?
Well, not only didn't they shut him down, they added to his responsibility.
Well, dude, I saw him running, and so did you.
I'm just saying.
He looked like Fred G. Stanford.
He's healthy. He's just slow.
You know what? Wasn't about speed.
Right, because he doesn't have
Rafi at first.
Evan, could it be he's the slowest guy? Who's slower than him? Devers.
I mean, I'm sure there are some people slower than him.
I'll tell you who's a lot faster than him is Cal Raleigh. Mm-hmm.
Well, he usually jogs around the bases, too.
That's true.
Well, dude,
that's a five.
That's how you fix that.
That's a five. Cal Raleigh also has about 10 steals. So,
Stani, somebody asking, because I offered, was that the breaking news you were expecting?
I was bracing for something that was going to be underwhelming, yes. I mean, what'd you think? Kuminga's going to the Suns?
I just said it. I thought he was, when he said the giant lineup, I said, oh, they're going to shut him down a little bit.
No, I found he was slower than him.
What position, E? Or do we got to go?
He's on the Giants.
Flores.
Wilmer Flores.
Dude, Stan, I don't think he's as slow as, he's hampered, that we know.
In terms of sprint speed, he's actually, he's only the 47th slowest player in baseball.
Oh.
Sorry, Rafi?
You want to change your opinion now?
No. No, how about the way I compared him to a player and you guys had no idea who I was talking about.
I got
about.
Your back.
Was that your take?
Yeah. There's 750 players in MLB.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying.
I said he's Frank Howard.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, no, Ryan Howard. I'm like, no, Frank Howard.
That happened.
He's like Frank Howard.
OJ Howard?
No, Frank Howard played for the Washington Senators.
Colin Cowherd?
Yeah,
he was 6'7", and he was as slow as molasses, but I bet you he was faster than Devers.
Who was the Howard from the Royals? That was Frank Howard also, too.
It was Elston Howard, who was a catcher.
But Howard during the George Brett days, they had a Howard.
Howard Cosell?
I'm
going to say this, and maybe I'll be wrong. No, they didn't.
Was it Frank White?
Yes, they had Frank White, who was a second baseman.
And that's who it is, a brother.
Yeah, but that's not Howard. They had no Howard.
Evan, you were on to something. I wanted you to keep going. I couldn't help.
I didn't have any off the top of my
head. Yeah. Dude, Rafi at first. Dude, don't let him homer tonight. Just Evan, don't let him homer. We figured it out.
I kind of like the Giants tonight.
Dude.
Do you really?
We were talking about it.
I do.
Who's pitching for the Braves?
Some guy you've never heard of.
Speaking of which,
Schwellenbach?
His name's Daniel. He just got called up.
Look at his ERA. Not bad.
That doesn't tell the story sometimes.
He's been like two starts. Yeah.
Exactly.
How bad was Elder last night and they couldn't run him?
It's because they're not a good hitting team, dude.
But still, dude, he pitched like an Elder. And they just he lasted. Yeah. No, but seriously, Sonny, this puts some spunk in my junk now. I'm ready to watch the game.
Let's hear from Hayden Birdsong.
Hey, you had about 2 weeks in between this start and your last start. Was there anything that you were able to pinpoint in between these outings, or is there anything you've been able to pinpoint at all? It's the command issues.
I don't know right now, but that's every single time I have struggles with it, I try to find it and haven't found it yet, so we're keep working.
One of the last times this happened, you described the feeling as like having a force field around you. Is there? How would you describe?
Not around me, around the plate. That's more of a joke, but it just feels like that sometimes. And today felt good. Just couldn't locate it, obviously, and couldn't land it really anything.
What do you do to maybe right the ship when you're running into these command issues?
Go back to step one. Whatever that is, but go back, look at film, see what I was doing in the minor leagues, see what I was doing up here early, just reset it. But that's all I got right now.
I know it's still fresh, but have there been any conversations about where your next appearance might be?
I have no idea. We'll see.
That poor kid.
No, everybody, Memo, he doesn't bite. My goodness, you were in the library. That was your voice you do. Stoney, I didn't like to tell you. Well, why was everybody's?
Don't you get?
This is my God.
You got a big problem.
This is clubhouse slash locker room 101. When a guy stinks and he stunk and you got to ask him about it, you do it in a
morning. Oh, my God.
Like, Hayden, I know you've had some trouble with your control. Did you think you'd work something out? I mean, you can't say, Hayden, why do you stink?
I asked Evan about it. He had an experience with this. Walked his first three hitters. Evan, tell us what you thought about that force field around the plate when you feel like that you moved me this morning. Stoney left the room.
It's a real thing. Like if you, I would argue that there's nothing worse in sports than having the yips as a pitcher.
I don't like that you said you walked bases loaded and he yanked you.
Well, I walked the bases loaded. He, like well, you're about you to get him some
do?
Runs.
What'd you want him to do? Ask him to hit somebody? No. Why don't you ask him to throw at somebody?
I'd walk him on 12 pitches.
Okay.
Yeah, well, like I lost three batters the first time I came out of the bullpen in college, got yanked, and then I had the yips.
Evan.
He's so right. Like a force field around home plate might be the most apt way to describe when you have no clue where the ball's going.
That's like the Steve Sachs thing, Donnie. Knobloch.
I'm disappointed. Like, you walked three guys coming out of the bullpen?
In my first collegiate appearance, yeah.
Evan, you got to come in. You got to come in. What happened?
He said he had the yips.
You don't think I tried?
It sounds like you were getting a little too fine.
Dude, it was my first start in college.
How come you didn't trust your stuff?
That's like you getting ripped first time you get in the game in college and them taking it the other way for a layup.
That happened in 10th grade for me. 10th grade is when I learned my lesson.
Yeah, sorry, that never happened to me in high school.
Were you too, seriously, were you too amped? Or were you getting too fine? Or you didn't trust your stuff? Or
see, and this kind of questioning...
He thinks I'm being a jerk.
No, dead ass. Because the exact same thing is the way that people in the locker room are talking to Birdsong. And the answer is, you don't get it.
Wow, you just don't get it.
I don't get what?
What you're asking. Because you've never had it happen to you. So there's no way that you could possibly understand what it feels like.
To what?
And any answer that someone gives you is not going to be adequate enough because you don't understand.
So there's nothing similar in any other sport?
Why didn't you just come in? Like, why didn't you just throw a strike? Because, dumb, I'm trying to do it, and I literally can't. That's like me asking, hey, Steiny, how come you can't hit a ball in the fairway?
I can.
No. But, like, when you're down bad, your swing's awful. How come you can't hit the fairway?
Well, I don't...
How come you can't hit the ball straight?
I don't miss the fairway 9 straight fairways. You know what I mean?
My point is...
Or 12, because you walk 3 guys, that's 12 balls.
Not in a row,
you jackass. By the way...
Man, I hit a couple fairways in the middle of my dry spell.
How many free throws you missed in a row?
Oh, God. 3? Tops?
Yeah, big moments, right?
No.
Well, you missed one to lose a game, remember?
No.
Remember you missed one to lose a game against the brothers.
Yep.
You're getting your games mixed up. That was Eastern York, and they didn't have a black guy on the team. All right?
Estimated odds. This is how you know this show. Evan, get ready. He goes, Stoddy's going to hold this over your head forever.
Well, that's fine.
That's BS.
No, you are, and you will, and that's what you do.
Look jerks. How he's looking.
You're being a jerk.
That is in the file, Evan, for real.
Okay.
Estimated odds.
Ask me about the 10th grade game against Reading High.
I'm not going to.
Okay, I'll tell you anyway. They were bigger than me. They were quicker than me. They were smarter than me. I literally couldn't bring the ball up the court.
That's a physical thing, though. Okay. What I'm talking about is a mental breakdown in sports of which you've never experienced. And that doesn't mean you're better.
I almost feel like I want to say, no, I have, but you're probably right.
Yeah, and that's fine. But my point is, so when you ask these questions, you know nothing of what you speak, of which you speak. So
I'm taking offense to that. I'm an athlete. I can.
No, he's saying literally you haven't been there though, Stoney. When you can just, it's over.
Right. He's talking specifically about being a pitcher.
Yeah.
No. I'm talking about not being able to serve the ball in tennis. I'm talking about not being able to tee off in golf. Like there are certain
Steve
things.
Sachs.
Yeah. People have the yips across sports, and if you haven't experienced it, with all due respect, you don't know what you're talking about.
Listen, it sounds.
That's
to
what
me
happened
like
to Birdsong last night. He got the yips. He could not throw a strike. And the one time he did, it got hit to the wall.
I mean...
Like, so people asking him in the locker room when we're listening, what's going on? He doesn't know. That's the whole point. That's why you rarely ever see it. It's like Jared Saltalamacchia not being able to throw the ball back to the pitcher from behind home plate. Why can't you do it? It's the easiest thing in sports. They don't know. It's like a bowler that bowls at 300, next time out, rolls four straight gutters. Why? I don't know. It's a mental thing. That's why he has to be sent to Sacramento, because you're not going to be able to figure that out your next time out at the big league level.
He has to be sent to SAC?
No, you have to send him to SAC.
All right, 888-957-9570.
You're going to hold it over his head, though. That's the best part.
I got 3 days.
Yep.
He misunderstood. That's fine.
It'll come up.
What's come up on the game is Evan sticking it to me. But also, whatever he did, it was brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Are you ready to dive into the story, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.